Welcome to today's insightful journey through the text, as we continue with the Sunday portion of Metzora in verse 13 of chapter 14. There is a detailed description of where the slaughtering should take place. The shoshat, or slaughterer, must perform the act in the same designated area where the sin offering is executed. What is intriguing here is the distinct treatment of the blood compared to all other guilt offerings. Moving forward, the ritual of the ear presents a fascinating aspect of the purification process for a leper. The placing of the blood on the ear, on the thumb, and even on the toe of the leper is a symbolic act. Each application of the blood is done seven times, mirroring the seven sins traditionally associated with the onset of leprosy. The depth of this ritual underscores the spiritual cleansing and the reintegration of the individual back into the community. However, there arises a practical concern. Can the leper afford this extensive list of sacrifices? The sacrifices required are numerous and could be a heavy burden. This question touches on the core values of empathy and support within the community, ensuring that those who seek purification are not hindered by their financial situation. It is a communal responsibility to aid those in need, allowing everyone the opportunity to return to a state of purity. This podcast was produced and sponsored by Daniel Aronoff.